The website is growgreat.com. You are listening to Grow Great Daily Brief number 185 for Tuesday, April the 9th, 2019. I am your ever so good-looking host, Randy Cantrell, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Does it take a bad guy to beat complacency? Jimmy Johnson is still missed in Dallas, Texas. The infamous split with Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, it wrecked what most feel would have certainly been prime opportunities for at least a couple more Super Bowl wins, maybe. You never know. What we do know is that Jimmy Johnson was tired of being the bad guy, and he wanted to live in Southern Florida. Well, okay, can't much do anything about Southern Florida. Dallas, Texas ain't Southern Florida. I had to be the bad guy because people get complacent. That's what Jimmy said after he left the sidelines for the broadcast table. Now, far be it from me to second-guess Jimmy Johnson. He's got a degree in organizational psychology. Doesn't make him infallible, but it does demonstrate just how smart the guy is. He reportedly has a high IQ. Might be a member of Mensa, or so I've heard. The high IQ club. Probably no chance of me getting in that club. There is no question the man is crazy smart. Football and sports coaching, you often hear it compared to running businesses. It's more likely a metaphor that we just like than it's an accurate comparison. I've done both. They're not the same, not by a long shot. Now, no, I have not coached sports at a professional level, and I guess there could be some strong argument made that coaching at the pro level might be quite a lot like business. Who knows? People do get complacent, though. There's no doubt about that. And sometimes leaders do have to be the bad guy. I don't doubt that either. What I do question are, what do we mean by these two terms? Complacency is defined as a feeling of smug or uncritical satisfaction with oneself or one's achievements. Is that what's really going on when a leader may be sparked to be a bad guy? Or might we sometimes mistake confusion or dissatisfaction with complacency? I mean, is it possible sometimes our people in our organization are lackluster because we haven't provided them with enough information, enough tools, enough encouragement, enough stuff to let them know where they fit and how they make a meaningful difference, how we fail to have instilled these things in them so that they can have some grander sense of purpose, the thing that they most want? Is that possible? Well, sure, it's possible. Does it take being a bad guy to bring those things about? No, of course not. And what does it mean being a bad guy anyway? Mostly, we think it means being tough, being harsh, being stern, yelling at people, carrying on. I'm not saying that there's never a place for that, because frankly, I think there is. Training children sometimes requires a sternness to make the point. You know, polite asking. wouldn't it be great, says every parent of every teenager on the planet, if you could just politely ask your son or your daughter to do this or do that. Yeah, okay, polite asking, we all know as parents and grandparents, that just gets ignored. And then it can get ignored some more. I've quite intentionally shown my teeth in order to make a point. And I'm betting that as a parent, as a grandparent, you have too. You know why? Because kids get it. Really quickly, they get it. Now, was I intentionally being a bad guy? Sure, I guess. Now, I didn't see it that way. I didn't see it as being a bad guy. Rather, it was because I cared enough to be for them what I most felt they needed in the moment. I mean, the kid stuck on a video game, ignoring your constant pleas, your incessant pleading and polite asking to pick something up or to make their bed or to carry out the trash or do any number of other chores that we frankly should give our kids to do. Okay, I mean, at what point are you now going to do for them what they need you to do for them? That is, get their attention, get their focus, and get their hind end in gear because you love them and you want them to be responsible. Maybe that's how Jimmy Johnson meant it. Maybe not. I don't know. Being the bad guy isn't required to battle complacency, though, and being the bad guy all the time is a surefire way to lose your team or your organization. Being the bad guy isn't being a jerk. It's doing what you must to get the attention of people and to drive home the priority of the moment. There are times when our people are scattered doing things that we know are less important, and we have got a priority at the moment. And so there's a time that we elevate the emotion. Why? We're making a point. It's part of, well, it's part of being what people most need. It's what they most need at the moment to learn, to grow, and to understand. Don't be a tyrant. Don't think being a bad cop is the way to higher human performance. It's not. Being the bad guy is only valuable when you remain focused on the recipients, not yourself. Boy, doesn't this sound congruent with yesterday's show? Oh, you didn't hear that one? What are you thinking? Go back and listen to it. Keep your eyes and your attention on the people you lead. Serve them well. Be for them whatever can best help them in the moment. Because, kids, it ain't about you. It's about them. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. Again, I'm the ever-to-be-loved and adored and handsome Randy Cantrell. See you tomorrow.